Hey, I wanted to let you know I got the new job. I'd call you, but there's no service out here. Everything has to go through this really strict firewall for the internet, so I'm just going to record my side of a conversation and then send it to you as an email attachment. Okay? Okay. If my family asks about me, just tell them I got a job at a remote mansion and that I'm doing well. We need the money and I don't want them worried about the specifics. Mom wasn't too excited about the application when I showed it to her, but we need the money. I know even you thought it was a cult, but it's really nice here. It's not some creepy compound. It's big mansions on top of mountains. At least it feels that way. There's like four of these big chalets that are all connected by these suspended walkways, so you don't have to go outside to get from one to another. I'd send you a picture, but no pictures. They disabled the camera on my phone. I kind of have this nerdy guy who runs all their tech stuff. He was very nice and told me to change it back if I left. He stumbled over his words a little and had a hard time looking me in the eyes. I think he's shy. I've only been into one of the chalets so far, where my room is. I have to share it with another girl. Her name's Grace. She's super pretty. She has this dark brown hair that curls around her face and the cutest smile. She told me she thought I'd be a great roommate, and she didn't seem too sad to lose having the space to herself. I know I'd hate having to suddenly share a room, but she's been super welcoming. The lady who's in charge of the maintenance staff is really strict. She's a proper British lady, always looking down her nose at everything. I think she's got to be like 50, with the long black dresses and her hair always up in a bun, but she doesn't have any wrinkles. Maybe she's just a super boring 30-year-old? Anyway, there's only been one problem so far. The uniform is a French maid outfit, which is ugh. It kind of fits the atmosphere, right? So I was mostly okay with it. The one they gave me is way too small. The skirt barely covers my butt. And the top is really tight across my breasts. Ms. Taylor, she's the head maid that I was telling you about. She pursed her lips when I told her about it. I don't think she was happy with how it fits. Or maybe she was just annoyed that I bothered her. She told me that they ordered the uniforms from somewhere else and it would take a while to get a new one. In the meantime, Grace helped me make it work a little bit better. I just have to be careful with how I bend. Anyway, I miss you. I know I'll make new friends here, and it's only for 6 months, but you'll always be my best friend. Please write back. Or send me a message like this one. I'd like that best. Make sure my family is getting the money. And go see my sister in the hospital if you can. Talk again soon. Bye.